This is KRCU's Going Public, and we're talking today with Dr. Jim Peterson, assistant professor in the Department of Polytech Studies here at Southeast Missouri State University. We're going to talk about unmanned aircraft systems, or drones. Jim, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So tell us what we need to know, some basics about unmanned aircraft systems or drones.
Well, I like to point out to everybody that these are something you can, it's only limited by your imagination. We talk about the Internet of Things and the Raspberry Pi devices. These, I like to coin the term as drone of things. It's whatever you can come up with that you can do something with. It's less to me about the drone itself, but what interesting things you can do with it.
And there's applications in agriculture, in law enforcement.
Yeah, construction, mapping, photogrammetry, surveying. Of course, that's the background I come from. But and of course, media. Any environmental sampling, going into any kind of hazardous environment, emergency response, you know, there's especially down here when we haven't talked about it in a while, but earthquakes,
mm-hmm.
It could be great for disseminating the internet when things are down during that, looking for people, obviously, with thermal cameras, all kinds of interesting devices you can put on it.
And you came here to Southeast to teach this, and this is a fairly new program at the university, but students can learn all of these things about drones.
Yeah, it is new, and of course, as most people know, it was the vision of Dr. Vargas, our president, and I looked at a lot of programs across the nation, and I was very enthused with the direction of this one. Not that we don't spend time on aviation and aeronautics, because we do. It is the foundation, but that's just one track of what you can do with unmanned systems. Our program revolves around electronics and controls and programming, and then about what professional activity you can do with it.
So what kind of, I would imagine this is a growing field and growing opportunities, because ultimately the students want to come here and get a degree and then work in this field. Is this one of those things that's just a budding, growing area?
Yeah, it's budding so much that sometimes it's hard to figure out exactly where to go to work. You know, the one that is probably prominent here in Southeast Missouri is the agriculture version, and many agronomists come and get their Part 107 licensure to be able to fly and go map crops. I've spent a lot of time on it, even though I'm a civil engineer and mapper mostly. And the closest to agriculture I can say is that I grew up on a farm.
Okay.
Which, you know, is about like staying at a Holiday Inn Express, really. It doesn't make me an expert in ag. But yeah. I have some really cool research in agriculture using hyperspectral imagery and thermal imagery and really highly accurate color, RGB, red, green, blue imagery that's accurate to the nearest centimeter.
And for folks that, you know, I know these were a Christmas present for some people getting a drone, but you have to have a license to fly these things. You can't just do it, right?
That's right. There's up to a $10,000 fine. During some of the more rocky time periods, some places in Chicago got fined to the tune of millions of dollars. So the FAA doesn't like, they're being pretty nice right now, but it just takes one incident for something to go wrong and they will show up. And they don't have to read you your Miranda rights.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how powerful they are.
Dr. Jim Peterson, he's the assistant professor in the Department of Polytech Studies, talking to us about drones. Jim, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
You can hear more conversations from Going Public at our website. That's at krcu.org.